It's time now for Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter, coming to you from the International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. International Christian Fellowship is a Bible-believing church that preaches the uncompromised Word of God and prays for you and your needs. Pastor Peter is bringing the message of salvation, healing, and deliverance throughout the world. Now, here is Pastor Peter.
Hello, praise the Lord, and welcome to Jesus is the Answer. This is Pastor Peter. I'm going to pray for you and your needs. And I believe that our God is going to supply all our needs according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. If you can see the number on your screen, please call and somebody will pray for you and your needs. At the end of the program, I will be praying for you and your needs also. As you know, we are studying about the heaven. There are three heavens, as we learned before. We are talking about the third heaven, where the God lives. And many people are having problems understanding the heaven. People are getting mixed up with the New Jerusalem and the original heaven where the Father lives. And as I said last program, that in Revelation chapter 21, verse 22 and 23, if you read, it says, in New Jerusalem, there was no temple. That's why people think the temple disappeared. God and the Lord Jesus Christ will be our temple. And that's what the people are teaching. But Jesus said to John the Revelator, when he was saying, write the letters to the seven churches, one of the churches, I think it might be the Church of Philadelphia, Revelation chapter 3 verse 12, he says, I will make him a pillar in the temple of my God. So he said, I will make him, who? The church who is a winner, who is overcomer. He said, I will make him a pillar in the temple of my God. That means where the God lives in heaven, there is a temple. And that temple will be forever. Last time I showed you from the book of Hebrews that Jesus Christ took his precious blood, his own blood, and he entered into the most holy place, and he is a high priest, and the blood of Jesus Christ will be there for eternity. Because we learned that blood of Jesus Christ speaks better things than the blood of Abel. If the blood of Abel is talking today, how much more the blood of Jesus Christ can speak? And so we know that blood of Jesus Christ is eternal and it will be there for eternity. And so from this verse, he says, I'll make you the pillar. The pillar, the church, the temple is already there. When you say, I'll make you pillar, that means you'll be a main person in that temple. And we learn what we are going to do in the temple. The church has the part. They will be the priests in the temple. And Jesus Christ will be the high priest. So that is the work of the believers, the born-again church or the bride of Christ. They will be in temple. Now, if you read in the book of Revelation chapter 4, the whole chapter, that's only 11 verses. When you read in that chapter, we see what are the things in there. There is a throne of God. So God sits on the throne. And there are 24 other thrones. On those thrones are the 24 elders. Here also people are making mistakes. They are saying, who are these elders? They are thinking these elders are 12 apostles and 12 are the Old Testament saints. This is not in the Bible. I'll prove it to you from this chapter itself. When you read this chapter, in front of the throne, there are four beasts, 24 elders, and there are other angels surrounding the throne of God. And in front of the throne, there is a sea of glass. So now these 24 elders, they are praising God and worshiping God day and night. And if you read in Revelation chapter 4 verse 10, they even cast their crowns and fall down and worship the Lord. And some preachers will tell you, and you might have heard a many, many times, we will be going to heaven and we will be casting our crowns and falling down on the feet of Jesus Christ and we'll worship Him. That sounds very good. But at the same time, when John saw this vision, he was still on earth. Church was not taken to heaven at that time. But these 24 elders were there from the beginning. So how can we say those 24 elders, 12 are apostles and 12 are Old Testament saints? How can we say that the church is not even taken to heaven still today? We are still on earth. And these 24 elders continuously worshiping, praising God and glorifying God. They are in heaven. They are in front of the throne of God. And they are surrounded, their thrones, and God's throne in the midst. And the angels are praising God and glorifying God. So if you read carefully, these 24 elders are not the church, are not the apostles. I'll give another proof. When John the apostle or John the Revelator saw the thousands and thousands of people coming, and he said, who are these people? He said, I don't know, tell me. So one of the elders tells him, these are the people coming from the tribulation, great tribulation, that tribulation sense. So just think, if the 24 elders were there, and what the John is doing away from these 24 elders, don't you think he should be part of these 24 elders? And one of the elders has to tell him. So the point I'm making, these 24 elders there from the beginning, they are worshiping God, they are falling on their faces, they are putting their crowns on the floor, and they are praising God and glorifying God. So this is what the Bible teaches. But the some people who do not know the Bible, they get this theory from someone, and they make their own theory and start telling others to other people to make feel good that we are the part of those 24 elders. So you study yourself and then you will understand. There is another thing I would like to point out. Revelation chapter 5. If you read from Revelation chapter 5 verse 8 to 12, the angels, four creatures and 24 elders and other creatures, other angels are singing. You know what song they are singing? They are singing that you have redeemed us with your blood, and you have made us kings and priests. And when you read that, some of the people are saying, these are who are singing? The angels are singing. And a King James Bible says this, they are singing, you have redeemed us, and we are going to be the kings and priests. Do you think that's true? I believe the Bible says angels were not redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ. And they are not going to be priests and kings. And they are not chosen from the different parts of the world. So from that itself, the translation is wrong. So I read in different translations, and then some of the translation says, you have redeemed them. Who are they? And who are them? The church. Redeem them by the blood, your blood, and they are going to be kings and priests. And they are chosen from different nations and different tribes. From that we know the angels were singing. Angel cannot sing that God has redeemed them or the redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ. But many people are teaching that. So I just wanted to point it out. There are certain things in the book of Revelation. You have to read it, study it, and preach it as is. You cannot mix anything with your own theory. Because somebody says the King James read translated this way, so this has to be true. Maybe King James people who translated, they didn't understand that the angels are not redeemed and angels cannot be priests and kings. Don't take my word, just read that and you will understand. So the point I'm making here, the God is sitting on his throne in heaven. There are 24 thrones surrounding the throne of God, and those are the elders, those are the angelic beings. Those are not people. Because the word elder came, doesn't mean they are people. Angel also were called men. So, because angel were called men, so we don't call angel men. So these are elders, they are how knowledgeable. They might have more knowledge than other angels. I don't know why they were called elders, but they are not the people. They are heavenly beings, and they are worshiping God, saying, holy, holy, holy unto God. They are falling down and worshiping. So what I'm trying to tell here, the God the Father sits on the throne. There are 24 other thrones, and all the angels are praising God and glorifying God. And you have to read the whole chapter 4 and chapter 5 to understand where the God lives and where the God is. Not only that, when you go into the chapter 7 of Revelation, all these people coming from the tribulation, they are standing before the God of heaven, where the temple is, and they are worshiping and praising God. And so here is the picture of the real heaven where the God lives, and at that same throne where God was sitting, beside him we see in the chapter 4 the Lamb was sitting. So the Lamb is Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, and the Father is sitting on the throne in the heaven. But when you come to the Jerusalem, a new Jerusalem, there the description is given about the new Jerusalem in 21 chapter. In that chapter, you have all the description is given. Now, many people making mistake, as I said, they are thinking this, the Jerusalem came out from God and came down from God. So they are thinking that Jerusalem came from heaven and on earth. But it didn't come on earth. How do you know? If you read in the book of Revelation, it says the John the Revelator was lifted up in his spirit in the great and high mountain. That was not an earthly mountain. Last week we learned, or last time, that Jesus Christ was in the Mount Zion and the bride was following him. So there is a Mount Zion. There is a great mountain. And on that mountain, in the spirit, John the Revelator saw the New Jerusalem coming out of heaven or out of God. That doesn't mean it came on earth. You have to see, when John the Revelator seeing this building or this city, what he saw? If that landed on the floor, he would not see the foundation. But he was able to see the foundation, he was able to see the doors, and he was able to see everything about that building or about that city. So that city is not coming on this earth. Not only that, people are thinking, when you read in the book of Revelation chapter 21 verses 1 and 2, it says first heaven and first earth was passed away, and then God created new heaven and new earth and new Jerusalem. And so if you see this earth, you comparing to the heaven, where the heavenly earth and heavenly Jerusalem and heavenly heavenly earth, new heaven, and new Jerusalem. That is in heaven. We are not talking about this earth. It's not coming on this earth. Why? Because on this earth, he said, we have water and sea and everything. In that heavenly earth or heavenly Jerusalem, there is no sun, there is no moon, there is no, sea. We saw the sea of glass, and the people will be standing there in front of God. That is in the heaven. It's not saying about the New Jerusalem. New Jerusalem description is given differently. And so the point I'm making, even the temple is not in New Jerusalem, that doesn't mean temple is going to disappear. Temple will be there for eternity. And the church, as I said in Revelation chapter 3 verse 12, church will be the priests, because Jesus said, I will make you the pillar in the temple of my God. So there is a God's temple, and when Jesus Christ sits on the throne in the New Jerusalem, that's the kingdom rule, and a judgment is given from there. And we will be with him there also. If you read in Revelation chapter 21, the last parts, it said the nations of the earth, not this worldly earth, the saved nations. God is going to save people from different nations, even the Jewish nations, and all of those people will be in new heaven. And when they will be there, it says they will bring in the glory to Jerusalem. And so, it sounds like very complicated, but it's very easy if you pray and read the Word of God. God will reveal to you. In New Jerusalem, if you see the description, the 12 gates, and each gate has each tribe's name. I don't have time to explain, but you have to read in Revelation chapter 21. So their name is outside on the gates, but the apostles' names are in the foundation. So without the foundation, there is no building. Because Jesus Christ says, St. Paul says, Jesus Christ is the foundation, and he is the cornerstone, and that's the way the church is built. So the church is the foundation for the Jerusalem city. If there is no church, no Jerusalem city. Why? Because Jesus Christ said so. Jesus says, in my Father's house, there are many mansions, but I am going to prepare a place for you. And when you read in the Revelation chapter 21, it says Jerusalem, New Jerusalem, is the bride of Christ. And there was one man came to me and said, Pastor Peter, I found the bride of Christ. I said, where did you find? Oh, book of Revelation chapter 21. That city is the bride of Christ. So we are not the bride of Christ. That's the city. I said, sir, you got mixed up. We are the bride, and where the bride lives, that's the city called the bride. Wherever you live, that's your house. That's your city. And so the Jerusalem city is not the city bride, But we are the bride living in that city, and we will be the kings in the city, and we will be the priests in the temple. So there are two different parts, but the same heaven. Earth is so small, but in America itself, we have 50 states, and each and every country, they have different states. The whole world has so many countries and so many cities and so many states and so many villages. It's a tiny little bit earth. Comparing to that, the heaven, we cannot even imagine. The heaven's description is not given. We know a little bit about it. Only thing we know in heaven, that God lives in heaven, the Son lives in heaven, the angels, they are living in heaven, and we are going to go to heaven. And the Word of God says, when you come to heaven, God will wipe off your tears. That is in chapter 21 in Revelation. And he said, there will be no sorrow, no pain, no suffering, no sickness, no disease, no death. But when you read in the book of Revelation, chapter 21, it says the nations will be living there, and the Word of God says in heaven there are trees of life. They bringing 12 different fruits in every month, and the people can eat that fruit, tree of life. And it says the leaves are a medicine for the nations. And some people say, if there is no sickness, no disease, why these leaves are like a medicine for the nations, the saved nations? Do you know there are so many people in this world? Even the Jesus Christ died on the cross of Calvary. He took our sickness, disease, pain, sorrow, and death. Still, people do not believe that with his stripes we are healed. So many believers are using medicine. And so some people, if they say, oh, in heaven there is no medicine, and so they might get crazy, I don't know. So the Word of God says, you reap the fruits of life, eternal life, you are not going to die. But if you're thinking that you need a medicine, or you need something to not to get sick, eat the leaves. The point I'm making, saved nations only craving for the leaves, but the bride of Christ believes with his stripes we are healed. We don't need a medicine. I am a living witness. Since 1956 until today, the day I made a decision to follow Christ, and I believe that Jesus Christ is my Lord, so I don't believe in any other gods, I don't go after any other gods, because I got the God Jesus Christ, and he is my Savior. The same way, I believe that with his stripes I'm healed, so I don't have to go to any doctor. Since that day until today, I did not take a drop of medicine in my body, and never went to the doctor to check it out if there is something wrong in my body. Why I'm saying this? The bride of Christ, the person who was born again, baptized, filled with the Holy Spirit, he is called the bride of Christ. They are one with Jesus Christ. We cannot separate Jesus and church. St. Paul says in the book of Romans, who can separate me from the love of God? We don't need any medicine. We don't need any leaves to get healed. But the saved nations, they might be craving for the leaves. But the point I'm making, the heaven where the Father lives, there is a throne of God, the other thrones are there, and they are worshiping God day and night. That's the temple there. In the New Jerusalem, there is a king sitting, and we will be kings, and we will be ruling from there all the nations and all other people. And so this is the difference between The Father leaves the kingdom, heaven, and Son and Father will be in the New Jerusalem also. The time is almost gone. But let me tell you, we will be talking a little bit more in the next program. But let me tell you, be excited. Study the Word of God. Read the book of Revelation. You know, people are afraid because they said, if you make any mistakes or translating or something, and then you will have all these problems or sickness, disease, or your name will be taken away from the book of life. We don't have to worry. The Word of God gives you explanation itself. You have to be in the Spirit of God. The time is almost gone. If you really want to go to heaven, pray with me. Say, Lord Jesus, please forgive all my sins. Wash me with your precious blood. Lord Jesus, make me your child. I believe that you came from heaven, you died for me, you rose again, you are a living God. Make me your child. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Now let me tell you, if you are a child of God, as I said, you don't need any other help to get healed. Jesus Christ is a healer. I'm going to pray for your sickness and disease. Touch your body. Pray with me. Lord Jesus, I pray for each and every listeners. Touch them, heal them, deliver them, set them free, and let them know Jesus Christ is a living God and a living Savior, and He is the healer. I commit them into your loving hands. In Jesus' name I pray, and I call it done. Now, may God richly bless you and use you more and more for His glory. Now, we will be studying one more session, and then the heavens story we are going to finish. Now, God bless you and use you more and more for His glory. Amen and amen.
You've been listening to Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter of International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. If this program has been a blessing to you, please let Pastor Peter know. Write to Pastor Peter at Post Office Box 5033, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19111. Again, that's Pastor Peter, Box 5033, Philadelphia, PA, 19111. Pastor Peter and his prayer partners are taking your calls right now. The number is 215-342-3759. Again, that's 215-342-3759. You can also send email to icfprayerline@comcast.net. Every Sunday at 11 a.m., International Christian Fellowship has a worship service with communion and healing service. You can find more information at www.internationalchristianfellowship.org. This is a faith ministry. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. And please remember to tune in next time for Jesus is the Answer.